This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Michigan Congressman Peter Hoekstra, represents the Great Lakes State's 2nd Congressional District, and he's the top Republican on the House Select Committee on Intelligence. We want to get his thoughts on the verdict last week in a trial against the man accused of being primarily responsible for the 1998 bombings of U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania. Ahmed Gilani was, though, acquitted on 284 of 285 counts. And we also want to get the congressman's thoughts on the controversy erupting over new screening procedures at the nation's airports through the Transportation Security Administration. And, Congressman, it's always great to have you with us.
Hey, great. Thank you. It's good to be with you.
Well, let's start with the news of last week with Ahmed Gilani. You put out a statement shortly after the verdict came down saying, this basically proves to the president and his administration, Attorney General Eric Holder and others, that this is not really a choice anymore. There's only one good option, and that's if you're going to try these people, try them before military tribunals. What was it about the process, or was it just the verdict that leads you to conclude that this has to be the way it's done now?
Well, number one, it's the nature of the threat that we're getting from radical jihadists is not a criminal threat. It is a, you know, they're engaged in acts of war. You go in and you blow up two embassies, you kill over 250 or 224 people. That's an act of war. That's not a criminal activity. You, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who they want to try in a civilian court for 9/11. That's not a criminal act. That's an act of war. So number one, it's the nature of the threat that we're trying to contain and ultimately defeat. Says these are war activities. These trials should be in military tribunals, or these people should be detained indefinitely until the cessation of military activities. The second thing is, this trial just proved you can't fight terrorists in civilian courts. You know, certain evidence was thrown out because the judge in the civilian court thought that the information was gained inappropriately for use in his courtroom. That's a judgment that he makes, and I'm not going to, he or she makes, I'm not going to argue whether the call that they made was right or wrong, but it's clear that the rules of evidence are different in a civilian court than they are in a tribunal. And remember, this guy was being tried for the attacks on the embassies in 1998, where the crimes, quote-unquote, crime scenes were flooded with FBI agents and evidence technicians immediately after they occurred. Even in that kind of situation, we couldn't convict this individual because of tainted evidence that was gained after 9/11. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the other folks that we have in Guantanamo, they were captured on the battlefield. We never had the access, or, you know, evidence technicians, FBI agents never had access to the battlefield, because guess what? When these guys were being captured, there's a good possibility that the people capturing them were under gunfire. We didn't have time to rope it off and gather evidence. Civilian trials will not work for this. We're engaged in warfare. This administration is involved in lawfare. It just doesn't work.
We're talking with Michigan Congressman Pete Hoekstra. And, Congressman, you made an interesting point along the way there, and you said that either these need to be held in military tribunals or they need to be held indefinitely. What is the current policy about whether or not these folks ever actually see a courtroom of any kind, or whether they actually sit in detention until the war is over, which is how we've always dealt with POWs as long as the conflict is ongoing?
Well, I think this, again, is it's very unclear what the position of this administration is, and that's the problem. Initially, they said, what, we're going to close Gitmo, and we're going to close it within a year from when the president was inaugurated. It's now been almost 2 years. Gitmo is still open, and I think it's going to stay open indefinitely, because what the Obama administration found, that closing Gitmo was a lot easier to say than what it was to actually do it. They have no plan to close Gitmo. They just don't know how to do it. The same thing is, they said, we're going to try the folks at Gitmo. We're going to put them into civilian courts. They then looked at the 170 folks that they have there, and they're finding that for a number of them, civilian trials would never work. That's under their own evaluation. There are some of us who believe that for the vast majority of folks at Gitmo, civilian trials wouldn't work. But the administration stubbornly clings to the idea that says, we're going to move these folks into civilian courts. I just don't think it will happen. I think the administration recognizes that it will not happen. They just refuse to say what most of us know, that these trials will never take place.
In terms of whatever message may have been sent, or at least interpreted by our enemies, by this back and forth between military tribunals, indefinite detention, and obviously the civilian option, which the Obama administration has been exploring and now has even used in at least one case, what, if anything, do you think the terrorists read into that?
I think what they see is they see an enemy that is totally confused, that doesn't know what to do. Again, the Gitmo example, say one thing, do something else. These civilian trials, try it, it doesn't work. Administration stubbornly clings to saying we're going to do civilian trials. I think the only thing that these guys understand, our enemies understand, is strength. I think we show them weakness and indecision.
What do you make of those who would say, well, perhaps the military tribunal system is not all that great either, even though it may be preferable to the civilian system, because we saw the trial with bin Laden's driver, Salim Hamdan, and that didn't exactly turn out the way the prosecutors wanted either.
Well, I mean, if the system doesn't work, then we ought to go back and modify it. I think everybody recognizes that the type of enemy that we are facing today is different than what we've ever faced before. If the systems that we have in place today can't deal with terrorism, can't deal with radical jihadists, can't deal with a three-front war, you know, and distinguish between the front in Afghan, Pakistan, Americans in Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, or homegrown terrorists, if the current system can't deal with it, don't try to plug a round stick into a square hole. Then let's develop a system that works for the threat that we face today and explain to the American people why the rules of justice are being changed, not necessarily weakened or whatever, or changing our system. Just say, the threat is different. We need to deal with it in a different way, and here's how we're going to do it.
Well, Congressman, we thank you for your time today, and we also point out to our listeners that you're retiring at the end of this Congress, so we thank you so much for all the time and insight you've given us over the years, and we look forward to talking to you as you head into the private sector at some point.
Hey, great. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Michigan Congressman Peter Hoekstra, representing his state's 2nd Congressional District, the top Republican on the House Select Intelligence Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.